you and the power that you need to keep pressing your way into that which God has already called you to. So tonight, I want you to put your hands together and welcome this great man of God, Reverend Fletcher Relevant, who comes to minister to you tonight.
Come on, give God some praise. Come on and give him some praise. He's worthy. Glory to God. He's worthy to be praised. He gave his life for us so that we could live. Come on and give him some praise. He's worthy. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He saved me just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. Save me just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Come on and sing it one more time.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He saved me just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Praise God.
Come on, give God some praises. You may be seated. Open your Bibles up to Galatians chapter 2. We could have just went on and had a sermon of songs. You know, David almost wrote a whole book of them. We could have turned him loose. Praise God. Pastor said, not on my watch, huh? Praise God. Got the thread out there. Don't muzzle the ox. The thread is out the corn. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 19. Chapter 2, part 2, verse 19, Galatians. It says, for I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, what do I do with the love that I have? Part 2. Praise God. We got to understand one thing, being a Christian. We got to understand that Christianity is all about growth. Our walk with God is all about growing in his grace and learning of God. Because, see, we are never through learning of him. It starts with our profession and conversion, and then it keeps going on and on, developing maturity after maturity after maturity. So we never arrive, but we just learn more about God and more about ourselves. We learn more how to serve him, more how to love him. Paul said, "For I through the law am dead." In other words, I died to that law, that I might live unto God, who laid down his life for a friend. He laid it down, you know, God, you know, we was dead, but God didn't like that. He didn't want us to stay dead. So he sent his son, the potter, the only one that could have, that had the right price to buy the pot. The pot that was already marred by that other potter's hand, scarred up, marred, sitting there. I'm so glad God came back. So glad he sent his son. So that I be dead through this law that was created by man himself. That was man's covenant. He transgressed. He brought forth burning the animals and all this stuff. That was for the flesh. That's man's covenant. But God had a better covenant for you and I. And he sent his son. So that we being dead to sin, we might be alive in Christ Jesus. I thank God that today that I'm alive in Christ Jesus. But we got to understand that it's all about growth. And when we are growing, then that's when God's sanctification come into play. Because God got to sanctify us day after day after day. He got to cleanse us every day. He got to talk to us every day. He got to guide us and lead us every day. If he doesn't lead us and guide us, then we'll revert back to the old way. But God came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We can't have life in this world without God. Life in this world is a dead life without God. If we don't have God in this world, we are alone. And when we lay down that final time to die, we're going to still be dead. And when we arrive, we're going to still be dead. But we still got to stand before him and give an account for what we've done in this earth. So I don't know about you, I want to do it right, glory to God. When I stand before the Father, I want him to say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come on into me." Why? Because you was crucified with me and you stayed crucified. You fought the good fight. You laid down your life, glory to God. You studied the word to show yourself the proof. You came to church. You did all of these things. And your side of the scale is hanging down. The other scale don't have no weight. Paul said, talking to these Galatians, he said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life or the love of God or the life of God, which I now live in the flesh, I live," what? "By faith." I don't know how to do this thing without faith. If I don't have faith in God, I can't make it. If we don't have faith in God's word, we can't make it. You said, "I study, I do this, I sing in the choir, I come to church, and I do, and I know the word of God." Knowing everything is not important as being obedient. I want to be obedient unto the word of God. We need to ask ourselves, am I willing to reduce myself down to M-E? A lot of people think they know themselves. But you need to ask God about you. He know you're going out and you're coming in. He know you're lying down and you're getting up. He know your next thoughts before you even thank them. God done already wrote down the bad ones because he knows some of them going to come your way. God know when you wake up in the morning, when you wake up grouchy and all this stuff. Why? Because you laid down on some wrath that you should have let go. You should have crucified that stuff. How many of us are willing to reduce ourselves? If you reduce yourself, then you will know who you are in Christ. See, we got to get out of the way to find out who we are in Christ. Paul said, I'm crucified with him. When he died, I died. When he got up, I got up. I don't know about you, but the world is walking around talking about all these kinds of things, what that they done and this and that. Talking about their debuts. The homosexuals are talking about they had a coming out. I don't know about them, but I got a coming out too. Hallelujah. I came out from that way. I came out from the dark way. I came out from sin. Glory to God. You know what? I was so dead, I didn't even know it. But when the light came upon me, I saw myself. Glory to God. And it was not a pretty sight. Glory to God. That's what God, Paul is talking about. He said, this sadness, this bad, this sin for me was crucified with Christ. I died. Glory to God. And I rose again. When he died, I died. When he got up, I got up. Glory to God. When he was glorified, I was predestinated to be glorified. Ha, come on, Moshaka. Yay, when he went on with the Father, he paved the way. So I'm going to follow in his footsteps. And one day I'm going to see the Father face to face. Why? Because I decided to die and to give up my old nature to the new nature. Hallelujah. Are we willing to and determined enough to strip ourselves, to strip ourselves of all that we are in the world? See, a lot of times what we are in the world sometimes is not what God wants us to be. Now, he ain't got no problem with you being a doctor, a lawyer, or any of those kinds of skills. He don't have any problem with them. But what he got a problem with is when we do not strip ourselves of all our standing. Let me tell you something. You got to strip yourself. I don't care how much you preach. I don't care how much you teach. You got to strip yourself, glory to God, and humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. It's not about your ministry that you have, glory to God, because you wouldn't have a ministry if we didn't have God. We couldn't teach if we didn't know Jesus, glory to God. We can't love if we don't know God, glory to God. All we can do is hate, glory to God, and you don't have to know God to hate. All you got to do is let yourself go and unto your old nature, your old way. And let me tell you something. He'll teach you how to hate. He'll teach you how to pull down people's character. He'll teach you how to talk about people. He'll teach you how to be jealous, glory to God. But to learn about who you really are, the true you, glory to God, you got to strip yourself, glory, and come mightily before God and humble yourself under his mighty hand so God can show you his character and his nature. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Strip ourselves. You got careers, that's good. God don't care nothing about your career. But he wants us to strip ourselves all that we are in the world. Careers, ministry, like I said before, including what your friends think of you, what you think of yourself. Jesus came. He was the only one that had the right price. I thank God he had the right price. He was crucified. He laid down his life for a friend. He had the right price. Paul is saying here, he said, nevertheless I live, yet not I. He said, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh. We still in the flesh, but yet we live. I still got this old nature, but yet I live. Why? Because I was crucified with Christ. I still got bad habits. If I'm not careful, they will manifest themselves in my life. But I was crucified with Christ. I still have the nature to curse and to talk about people. But I've been crucified with Christ. I still know how to hate. I still know how to be angry. I still know how to do the wrong things. I still know how to lust. But I've been crucified with Christ. And so I no longer attain to those things. Why? Because I have been reduced and I have been determined to reduce myself down to who I am in Christ Jesus and take hold of the new nature so that I can live. And it's not I that living or you that living, but it's the Christ that living in us that shine forth in his glory in all the world, that men may know that he's God and men may know that, glory to God, that God got a people in the earth that won't turn from him, that won't turn back from which they came, but they're going to keep their mind stayed on God, and they're going to keep their mind designed to serve him, and they will never turn back or never let go. Why? Because they've been crucified with Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you willing to determine to hand your true self, your simple, naked self to God? Say, naked self. You know, we got on clothes, but God's, he see the real you. But do we know the real you? I got these clothes on, and my wife is the only one that know what kind of scars I got on my body. Why? Because my nakedness is to her, and hers to mine. So she know what scars I got on my body, and I know what she got on hers. But God want us to be naked before him. See, he already know the scar that we got in our lives. He already know our ways and our opinions and our imaginations. God know all about them things. Glory to God. But the only way that we can be determined to get rid of him is that we got to reduce those things. We got to set aside those things and remember who we are in God. Why? Who are we in God? We are the one that's been crucified with him. That's who I am. I'm a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. I was once dead, but now I live, glory to God. I was blind one time, but now I see, glory to God. Hallelujah. I was crippled in my flesh, but now I'm alive in Christ, glory to God. And I'm going forth in this earth glorifying his name. Hallelujah. What do we do with this love that we have? God didn't tell us to bottle it up. We got to give it out. Give it away. Don't be afraid. It ain't going to leave you. The more you give, the more you're going to have to give. If you abide in him and he abide in you. And see, the more we fellowship with him and the more we seek him, then sanctification come into play and God will sanctify us. See, we needed to be sanctified today. I don't know about you, but I needed to be sanctified today. If it had not been for the power of God, I probably wouldn't have been in church. If it had not been for the power of God who raised me up to do what I'm doing right now, because when I was going to high school, I was the most shyest person in high school. I wouldn't say nothing to nobody, but God done put a coal of fire upon my lips, glory to God. And I'm here, Kobobo Shaka, to declare his word in all the earth. And can't no man shut me up. Can't no devil shut me up. Why? Because I've been crucified with Christ. I done died once, glory to God, but yet I live, glory to God. Why? Because I laid down my life, God for God, hallelujah. And I took on his life, his character, his nature, and his precept. And now I know who I am. And now I see the real me. And now I know which way to walk. Why? Because the Spirit is guiding me and leading me and directing me. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Once we are determined, you know what? Once we are determined that nothing is going to separate us from God, don't you know God will do a greater work in our lives? He will move us from what the scripture said, from faith to faith, from glory to glory, line upon line, precept upon precept. That means he'll move us out of the pews. You got that love, you can't just sit on it in the pew. See, you got to remember, when you're alone, you're yet crucified. When you're out there shopping and carrying on and people raising all kind of sand, all kind of hell, you got to remember that I'm crucified with Christ. And how would Christ take this thing? He will show forth the love, and the love that he's given us, that's what we got to do. Show forth that love. I don't care how nasty they are. And some people can be so nasty, they get on your last nerve. But you got to remember who you've been crucified with. We've been crucified with Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm glad. And he gave himself for you and I. What a mighty God to give himself for you and I. We ought not have any trouble praising God. Because if it hadn't been not for him, where would we be? Would we be still yet living, or would we be in our graves? If he hadn't sent his son, then it wouldn't even been in the earth. If he hadn't sent his son, then he wouldn't have to worry about creating anything. But God loved us so much, he didn't leave us by ourselves. He said, I'm going to send someone who is able to purchase that which was lost. And he's going to be crucified, slain, just for you. And Paul go on and say, I do not frustrate the grace of God. Word frustrate, that means that if you're going to live holy before God, then don't frustrate the grace of God. Don't pretend to be a Christian when you're not a Christian. Because when you pretend to be a Christian, guess what you're doing? You are violating the word of God that's on the inside of you. Paul said, I don't frustrate this. The grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. So I don't make a mockery out of it. I don't pretend to be something that I am not. Glory to God. I'm not covering myself up with my self and my ways and my thoughts. I came clean before God. We got to come clean before God. Got to do this every day. I don't know why God be telling me about this everyday thing. Maybe he know what's coming down the road. Amen. He do. How are we going to obtain this love and give it out? Number one, you got to surrender yourself to God. And how do we do that? Surrender yourself in prayer. So you got to spend some time with God. You got to fellowship. How are you going to find out about God? And how are you going to find out about yourself if you don't fellowship? You got a relationship going on, but you got to broaden the relationship through fellowship. You got to talk to God. And you ain't got to always go to him telling him about your problem. He already know about them. He want to know, do you know yourself? Do you know the real you? Do you know the one who almost cussed yesterday? That's the one God wants you to know. When you find out those things, and when you be determined to lay yourself down, to reduce yourself down to that M-E, little old me, you'll find out that that's just what it means. You're just a little old me. But God wants to take our life, and he wants to elevate it. He wants to build us up. He wants to keep on building and building till we go into maturity. What is maturity? That means what I did yesterday, I'm mature in it today. Or we're supposed to be. If you're not mature in it today, that means that you didn't heed the word of God. So that means that you violated it, and it become now none of all to you. Surrender. Sanctification, God sanctifies. Sanctification is being made one with Jesus Christ. We're not separated. Just because he's sitting in on the right hand of the Father, guess what? We're sitting there too. I ain't got there yet, but my space is reserved. He says he is in heaven, so are we in this earth. So I'm sitting on the right hand of the Father. And Jesus is making intercession for me. Why? Why is he making intercession? So that I don't keep me from tripping up. He said, Father, I need to let the Holy Ghost talk to her for a minute because he almost did something he didn't supposed to do. Although he's sitting on the right hand of the Father, he's abiding on the inside of you and I. His love is everywhere abroad. Glory to God. So there's no place that you can go without God. You can be evil, but you can't be without God. You can sin, but God is still around. Glory to God. You can be happy and God will be in the midst of it. You can be full of joy and you'll find out that it's God's joy. You can have peace in the midst of the storm and you'll find out that it's God's peace. Why? Because you find out who you are in Christ. You find out that you've been crucified. You find out that, I laid down my life. Why? Because he laid down his, and now we are professing the substance of Christ in this earth. Why? So that we might live and have this life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. I do not frustrate the word. Paul said, I don't misuse this word. It's not a dead word. It's a word of life. And the only somebody that can fill up this void that's in us and keep it full is God. And when we surrender ourselves to him, then are we able to discern who we really are, where we came from, who I am now. I'm a child of God right now. You're a child of God right now. We once was lost. We once alienated from God, but now God came back and he purchased us. And there's no one person that can fulfill you. No one man, no one woman, people, no job, no amount of money can fill you up like God. So what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? I'd rather have the love of God at all times. See, that's true love. That's love you feel comfortable with. That's the kind of love you don't have to look over your shoulder. Because love is watching out for you. That's the kind of love that you can walk with, talk with. Kind of love that you don't have, kind of love that won't argue with you. But it'll show you your mistakes. It'll show you your ways so that you can straighten up and walk uprightly before God. And give him some praise. Come on, give God some praise. I'm closing. Turn over to Luke. Turn over to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. Verse 23. Excuse me. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Not Peter's denial, because he denied Christ. But God wants us to deny ourselves. Peter forgot about who he was. When the pressures of life start putting a little pressure on him, he didn't even know God. Why did he didn't know God? Because he didn't know himself. Peter didn't know his own heart, but God knew it. God told him ahead of time what he's going to do. God can tell you ahead of time, but you know what? He gave that in the Bible for an example. God will warn you of trouble and things like that. But some things he ain't going to tell you until you get in them. And then he's going to see how much faith you got. He'll warn you that an accident is about to happen or some tragedy about to, don't go down there, don't go this way, and all of those things. But sometimes he ain't gonna warn you. When you go to work and your boss come in there with an attitude and rub you the wrong way, he gonna wait till you get in that. Then he gonna look for deliverance. Glory to God. God know how to try you. See, we be talking a lot of time. Yeah, I know the word, man. You know, I'm full of it. Mm-hmm. God said, I'm going to see. He'll put you in a place to see whether you can take the heat or get out of the kitchen. To see where you're going to call on his name. To see whether you're going to remember who you are in Christ Jesus. Are you going to remember that you've been crucified? Are you going to be like Peter and deny that and go back to the old way? Guess what? Peter ended up cussing too. They wrote a little description about it that, you know, is, and you can interpret it that he was cursing, but I think he did more than just cursing. If he hadn't been careful, he's going to cut off another ear. Glory to God. Verse 23, and it says to them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his, what, cross daily and follow me. The word cross, glory to God. You know what cross represent? Capital punishment. Capital punishment. Death. Punishment. Jesus said, if you come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. Now, in my Bible, the word his has got a little H in it. Usually when it talks about Christ, it's got a capital H. So that means that he's talking about your cross. Why is that? Jesus took up his cross. And he was exposed to death. He took up his cross and he carried to where he was going to be crucified. That was his cross. So God wants us to do likewise. He wants us to take up our cross. Take up his cross daily. That means you got to take it up daily. It ain't no one-time thing. Jesus went to it for one time so that we can do it daily. He died on Calvary so that I can live daily according to his word. So that I can make it. If God grant me tomorrow when I wake up, glory to God, I'm going to remember one thing, that I've been crucified. God. And because I've been crucified, and because you've been crucified, you can lift up your hand and begin to praise God, because there's going to be some joy in that day. There's going to be some peace in that day. There's going to be some storms of light in that day. But God is going to be in the midst of them. Why? Because you've been crucified with him, and he came and died, and he rose again and gave us his life so that we can live. We can go through tomorrow. We can go through the trial. We can go through the circumstances. We can go through the stormy waves. Glory to God. Why? Because I've been crucified. Glory to God. Christ died to death, but he got up in victory. Glory to God. So I'm going to be in victory today. I don't care what kind of problems come my way. Why? I've been crucified with Christ, the Son of the living God, who came and got up, glory to God, and went on to the Father and told his Father, glory to God, you gave them to me and I'm giving them back to you. Glory to God. I'm not going to take them out of this earth, but I'm going to anoint them, glory to God, that they can go through in trouble sometimes, pulling down strongholds, casting out devils, healing the sick, glory to God, proclaiming my word. They are exposed to death every day, but they take up their cross. Why? Because I took up mine and I died for them to go through. Hallelujah. You know what else that cross represents? Self-denial. Jesus denied himself. You know, he didn't have to do that. We talk about good folks and all that stuff, but there's none gooder than him. You know, man is this way. He'll give you a stone, but Jesus will give you bread. Man will extend his hand to you. Jesus extend his arm. Man tried to give you his thoughts and his ways and his wisdom and all that, but God gave us his mind. Hallelujah. That's why I can deny myself, because we have the mind of God and the mind of Christ. This mind that's in us, directing us, keeping us, guiding us. Okay, I'm closing. Deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. He said, for whosoever will save his life will lose it. In other words, when we try to do it our way, when we try to fashion our lives according to our wisdom and our knowledge, and we're trying to save it, God said we're going to lose it. Why? Because man's ways and man's ideas and man's intellect and all of this stuff does nothing but deny Christ. Everything man does, I don't care how much money he makes. I don't care what kind of, how important he is in the echelon of the world or the government. Whatever he do denies Christ. That's why the scripture was written. What does it profit a man to have all of this and lose his soul? That's what Jesus is talking about. You're going to try to save it, you're going to lose it. But he said, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake. What sake? The sake of Jesus taking that cross up. Can you imagine him marching all the way to the place where they was going to string him up on it? He took it to his execution. He carried his cross. He denied himself. He was faithful in doing this. You and I, we are the faithful followers of Christ. We are partakers of his suffering. So we got to expose ourselves to death. Don't you know we are exposed to death every day? How many times can we count on in a book or a calculator, How many times have we escaped death by the hand of God? How many times God done kept us from going to the graveyard? We can't count that. Only God know that. But this one thing we do know. Because he lived, we live. This one thing we do know. This is that love. How we do, what we do with this love. Because he lived, we live. Because he came and gave his love, now we in turn got to give that love out to somebody else. If this love that's in you is not affecting somebody else, then something's wrong with that love. If you're hateful all the time and you just fashion yourself, your life just the way you want to do it, then you got the wrong cross. And we need to go back and reconsider. It's not that we are lost, but what I'm talking about is a daily situation. We got to consider our lives daily. We got to consider Christ daily. We got to remember who we are. See, a lot of Christians die. I'm talking about, you know, they don't have any joy and all this stuff because they don't know who they are. They don't know the real you. I'm closing with this. That real me fooled me for 40-some years. When I found out about that dude, say, ain't no way I'm going back. I'm going to be just like Jesus Christ. I'm going to take up my cross. And if it takes my life, so be it. I might not obtain everything on this side, but over there I got everything. Hallelujah. I got some joy on this side, but over there I got the fullness of joy. Over here I got some peace when I'm going through the storm. Why? Because that peace is Jesus Christ. But over here I'm going to be face to face. And I'm going to sit down with God. Hallelujah. Guess what? I ain't going to ask him no question. Why did I have to go through this on the other side? All I'm going to do is be busy, like the word said, praising him and lifting up his name and glorify him. Why? Because he was crucified. And when he was crucified, I was crucified. Glory to God. And he was crucified so that I could make it all the way home. And now I'm home with the Father. So I'm going to lift up his name and praise him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what we got to remember on this side. We got to remember that we've been crucified with Christ and we got to lift up his name and glorify his name. Why? Because he done saved us and he done saved us and he done died and God is coming back to get his people again. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. We got to express this love. With God, putting off the flesh with the passions and the lust there. Why? Because we're in Christ Jesus. We're no longer our own self. That's what Paul said. I'm no longer me. You know, I gave God that true me. I'm no longer that person. It's like he changed Sarai's name. He... Well, we ain't going there. Another message. God changed you and I. I'm not the old me. You're not the old you. I'm new. Might not look good, but I'm new. Amen. Praise God. Come on, give God some praise. So what do we do with this love that we have? We got to express it in the earth. Let somebody know that we got a different kind of life than perhaps they got. We have to let them know because God has ordained us to do so. He called us. Everybody stand. If you want some prayer tonight, come on down to the altar.